to The Confident Healer. I'm your host, Sharmila Mali, and in this podcast, we have inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence as a healer and as a healer in business. Hey, and welcome back to The Confident Healer with your hostess, me, Sharmila Mali. So this week again, guess what? It's my solo cast. When I do a solo cast, that means I did not have a guest lined up to speak. It's a kind of a rigmarole. How do you say that? Rigor. It's kind of like a hamster wheel type of process because you're always looking for guests and reaching out to people. And a couple of weeks ago, I just kind of stopped, just kind of taking a break. And I have people lined up, but it's not until later for like in a couple of weeks that I'm going to have to start, you know, putting out feelers and sending out emails to people that I would love to talk to. So that's why you're stuck with me again. So first thing I want to tell you is I was planning on recording this yesterday, Sunday, so I could have it out by Monday, but an unfortunate event happened. Completely first world problems. I lost my fucking cell phone somewhere. I was being interviewed for my friend's podcast, Sexy Radiance, and I had my phone in the office and I had to leave for something else and I went straight there. And when I got to that second location, a few minutes after I got there, I went and looked for my cell phone because I wanted to text somebody something. And I was like, oh, it's not in here. And I looked in the other part of my purse because I stick it in this one pocket and it wasn't there. And I just thought, oh, I must have left it at Soul Body Ojai. So I went back. Anyway, I don't know where the hell it went. This is the second phone that I've lost. The first one was 3 years ago, which is how I got that phone. And you know, it's just an unexpected expense. And it's funny because I was thinking, I was like, God, do I need a new cell phone? Because it was lagging. And, you know, I had deleted some photos and I was planning on deleting more. And now the whole phone just mysteriously vanished. And there's no way it would have fallen out. I mean, obviously it must have fallen out on the way downstairs to my car. Because, you know when something falls out of your purse, you know, you can hear it. Anyway, so that was really annoying. And how does a healer, how does someone who's practiced meditation and energy healing and get through that? Well, you know, I was just really pissed off. I was just so angry at myself. I was lashing out at my partner, being really snippy with him. So I apologize to him for that. And I apologized to him yesterday. And I woke up this morning feeling kind of like a little down about it, that I was like, God, like what the fuck happened? It's just so odd. I had packed up my whole little portable studio in my backpack, right? Anyway, so that happened yesterday. So I'm recording this now Monday evening at 6:05. And so I wanted to talk about confidence and using your voice. And I think I've said this many times throughout me interviewing, having conversations with some of the healers, is that doing this podcast has really been freeing for me, and being able to express myself and being comfortable with expressing myself and putting that out there to the public where it's recorded until I take it down. So, which I have that option to do. But I was struck by something over the weekend. So as you all know, you know, there was a terrible mass shooting last week in Atlanta targeting Asian women. And even though he said, oh, I'm a sex addict. It's like, yeah, but you specifically went to an Asian quote unquote massage place to kill some people. So I don't know. To me, that is just an inherent bias that he has and that other people might have if you don't see that racism. And I'm not going to break it down. There are many people breaking it down. Sonia Renee Taylor broke it down perfectly in her video on Instagram, and I highly recommend you follow her to listen to that and to listen to her. She has studied race immensely. She's this amazing woman who is Black and American, and that's her work, is anti-racism work. And being, I don't know how she describes herself, but she wrote a book, The Body is Not an Apology. Anyway, so there's that. Check out Sonia Renee Taylor. She is much more eloquent than I am at breaking down why that inherent bias, she just goes ahead and calls it white supremacy, how it just is such a part of our fabric, we don't even realize it. Anyway, I had gone to this vigil that a friend of mine had put together. It was on Facebook, and I happened to be on Facebook the night before, and it's a kind of confusing title. So it was an anti-Asian, to support the Asian community in our time of need, because there's a lot of hate motivated violence toward Asians that's been on the rise in a lot of areas across the country. Anyway, so I had gone to this vigil, and it was small. It was only like maybe under 20 people. And one of the people that spoke there, and I could tell it was, I don't know, I could just tell it was like her first time coming to something like this. And she was there with her partner, and it was this Asian woman, and she ended up speaking and talking about how she was an immigrant and how she immigrated to the U.S. I'm not sure from which Asian country. I don't remember what she said, but how racism was kind of, she would experience racism as whispers. When her back was turned, as she was walking away, she would hear something. And in the past year, it's been much more blatant and in her face. And she has children that are biracial, Black and half Asian, as well. And she had talked about how they've been experiencing that more in their face rather than behind their back. I mean, it's still insidious, you know, racism, being insulted for who you are is always something that you can't change, is what you look like and the color of your skin. And it's always insidious, but just the trend that she's noticed, that it's just been more in her face. And how growing up, she was taught, because this is something that Asians do to women more, is to, you know, play nice and not say anything, not make any waves. And women in general, too. I'm not just saying, but I'm saying in particular, it's just very common, as I know, to be taught to be silent. And she was getting emotional, and as she was recounting the story of speaking up and saying how she felt and how this was really healing for her to be able to speak up in a group about what's been happening in her newly, no, I'm sorry, not in her newly, but in her country, in America. And I thought about how that takes a lot of courage, how that takes a lot of confidence. And again, when you feel supported, you know, you feel more comfortable. And we were all there to support one another in this grief, to support the Asian community. And that emboldened her to speak up finally and talk about her experience to a group of strangers, which is not easy to do. And I just wanted to talk about how your upbringing, and we've all talked about this, you know, in all the episodes, but how that upbringing really plays a role in silencing your voice and how you present yourself to the world, and how that leads to low self-confidence and low self-esteem. And I've experienced that myself, and how, you know, you can be confident in other areas and not confident in some. And for some people, you know, they don't feel confident all across the board. They don't feel confident with dating, having relationships, platonic relationships, finding work. For me, my low confidence and low self-esteem was in my worth. And I hope if my mom is listening or my parents are listening, sorry for bringing this up, but it's part of the experience. And, you know, I've gotten over the anger that I felt towards my parents for this. But yeah, being told that you are, you know, good for nothing, which I have been told, and being told that father thinks you're stupid, you know, it just doesn't help a growing person to feel good about themselves. And then my grades reflected that, because then I just felt like, why should I try? And some subjects, you know, came easily than others. And it's just been something that I've never felt confident about. I never really grew up knowing, you know, some people grow up knowing what they're going to do. And that's a big deal, because, you know, you have to find a way to support yourself. And that always showed up in my ability to work and not feeling good enough, not feeling smart enough, not feeling enough to be able to, you know, get certain jobs. Or like I said, it's been difficult for me to put myself out there. And I've hired business coaches to help me build my confidence. And it's, while it's helped some, you know, there's something in you that you have to just kind of make yourself do. And sometimes I just didn't feel supported when I would obviously have, you know, problems like, well, I don't know how to say this right. I don't know how to write this a certain way where people would want to be interested in the work that I'm doing. And I just never felt supported in that area. I always felt like I was being judged, like, well, it's just easy. Just do it. And it's like, just do it. And then, you know, you'll just figure it out. And I guess maybe that's just a lot of pressure that I put on myself, because when you hire business coaches, you know, it's always like, rah, 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 you got this, let's do this. And, you know, pick a niche and do that. And there's all these small little decisions that you have to make that can build up a lot of stress. And then all your blocks start coming up, and then you have to deal with that. And so it's been an interesting ride. And feeling confident enough to, and believing in yourself, and having a business, whether it's failing or succeeding, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And we've talked about this, but I just wanted to say this again from my own personal experience, and just be really vulnerable and transparent that it's still something I struggle with. And I'm feeling so much more confident, especially, you know, doing this podcast, The Confident Healer, in my healerpreneurship as an entrepreneur. Just feeling much more emboldened than I have in the past. And I think it's just, you know, with the support that I have been getting, and finally feeling like, I don't know, I guess, you know, like I said, the pandemic just allowed me to much more space to have the time to do something like this. But I noticed, like, when it comes to the other part of my business, that I'm not really pushing that forward. And so I've just been examining why I felt like that. Like, part of it is, you know, I was burnout. I I think I've mentioned before, one of my jobs was I was working at a very busy spa, and it's like a factory, you know, you work five in a row, and doing that type of work, that type of body work, is very taxing physically, and it can be emotionally. I'm pretty good with my boundaries, but it was just kind of physically exhausting. And doing that like 4 or 5 days a week, well, actually I worked 3 to 4 days a week. It was a lot. It was, you know, 15 to 20 people a week. And that adds up to, you know, thousands a year times seven, even more so. I've done the math. But what I'm saying is that it gave me this shutdown has given me, and being, you know, let go from that position also just gave me a lot more time to where I wasn't having, you know, once you're working and working as a massage therapist, you know, you need a lot of time off and you don't feel like doing anything. Or at least I didn't feel like doing anything. And I definitely did not have the bandwidth to like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast and find guests every week and whatnot, or do a solo cast every week, which is not something I wanted to do. I don't mind doing them, you know, interspersing them with other people. But so confidence and having time and having support and being a healerpreneur or speaking up in a group of people and expressing yourself, all of that takes a lot of bandwidth within yourself to build up. And that's why I want to know how other people do it. Yes, we're born with it. And yes, sometimes people have much better support growing up where they're built up and like, yeah, you can do this. This is great. You've got this. It's okay. You can learn however you want to learn. And I wasn't getting those messages growing up. And I've been spending, that's why I have done so much self-healing and continue to do so, to manage that lack of confidence that I felt for so long. And like I said, like when I remembering that woman from the other day from the anti-Asian hate vigil, how she felt, you know, so vulnerable to talk about something so personal and to be seen and to be heard is such a... It's part of the human condition, right? We all want to be seen and we all want to be heard. And some of us don't always want to see people or hear what they have to say, especially if it's the opposite or it makes you really uncomfortable when somebody speaks their quote unquote truth, right? And so my job is to, you know, I just wanted to expand on that and just tell you a little bit more of my backstory and more of the reason why I do this. And so that, and it helps if anyone is out there like, oh, well, she's got a podcast. Of course, she must feel confident. It's like, yeah, not always. You know, it's easier for me to interview someone and be interested in someone and promote them than it is to make a bunch of solo casts where I have to come up with so many different topics to talk about and then promote myself. Promoting myself is always so hard. Or I take that back. It's been difficult in the past. It's getting a lot easier with a lot of practice. Practice meaning doing it. And I've just been really guarded with my opinions being expressed and slowly leaking them out into the public sphere. And that takes a lot of courage and confidence. And I feel why I didn't do it in the past, because I felt like everyone else had something better to say than me. I felt like, well, that's my point of view. They're saying it. I don't have to say it. But I realized that, no, I have to say it because I need to get that out, because there's something in me that needs to tell other people my own story, my own version of my own truth, of the same experience that we've all had. We've all felt a lack of confidence. We've all felt not courageous in speaking up for ourselves or for other people. I just want to say to people that have experienced, that have been marginalized, that have experienced some type of racism, whatever race, color, ethnicity you are, and especially to the Asian community, the community that I am part of, is to please speak up. And if you are experiencing some sort of racism, to speak up about it and let someone know. It doesn't have to be in a public way. It can just be privately reaching out to a friend, calling a hotline to talk about this, to express it, to process it, and to heal from it, and not let it make you bitter, smaller, and feeling defeated. I want us all to feel empowered, all of us as human beings to feel empowered in what we say and what we do, whether people agree with it or not. And as I've gotten more emboldened, owning my voice, I make this episode so that others can feel stronger in owning their voice too. So that's my spiel for this week. I think it did pretty good. I didn't ramble too much. I was able to bring it back. So thank you all for listening. And so I just want to add a little addendum to this episode. I found my phone. Holy shit. After 24 hours, I found my fucking phone. Guess where it was? Right where my partner suggested it would be, was the lining of my purse. And I knew there was a hole there, and I had checked that. I have this outside pocket of my purse, and that's where I stick my phone. And after, I don't know, I've had that purse for 2 years. After 2 years, I noticed a hole, and I was like, oh, my phone's gonna fall through there one day. And it did. And I looked, I was feeling around the purse, but I didn't feel the whole thing. It's a big bag, not a big bag, but big enough. And when I was finished recording this episode, I was packing up, and it was in the same office that I was in yesterday. We have like 3 different treatment rooms, and I was in that one yesterday recording an episode for Angelica Gutierrez's podcast. I was looking around the room, and I looked, we have a massage table in there, and what I usually do is I roll back the sheets and just set up on the massage table. And I looked under the sheet where I wasn't sitting, just in case it had moved, but it wasn't there. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know, what the fuck. I was like, I know it was in here, you know, like I know it's in this fucking room. So then I decide to empty out the contents of my purse, my wallet, sunglass case, and I don't know, there's something else that's a little bit bigger. And I start feeling inside the lining, you know, just like scrunching things up. I'm like, okay, that's not it. And then I go on the outside, and boom, there it was. I could feel my phone. So, yeah. Not in a pissy mood anymore, and problem solved. I don't have to spend extra money that I didn't want to for a phone. Back to the episode. We'll see you next time. And remember, the 3 best ways to support the show is to leave me a review on my website, theconfidenthealer.net. If you'd like to donate and support the podcast, there is a way to do that all on the website, and to share this with someone that you might feel would benefit from it. Again, thank you all so much for being here and listening to me, hearing me share my truth with you all, and may you also feel confident and courageous in sharing yours as well. See you next time. Bye.